you're on Instagram, check out Coach MK Fleming on IGTV. On Valentine's Day, I shared a video of a cognitive behavior therapy exercise, the very first one I ever learned 15 years ago, and one I still practice today. Now, let it be said, it is always better to do these things with the help of a therapist, but if that is not available to you, feel free to try some of the things that I do, some of the things that I will show you in the coming weeks. This particular exercise was my first step towards better, and it's one I hope everyone will be willing and able to take. No matter how you feel right now, no matter what this past weekend did to you, I love you, and you deserve better. Remember this. You don't have to rebuild relationships with anyone, ever. Not the people you've hurt, not the people who have hurt you, not your family members. You do not owe anyone anything. Hi, this is Coach MK, and this is The Morning Mantra. Hi, my name is MK Fleming. I'm a run coach based in Denver, Colorado, but this isn't a podcast about running exactly. Don't tell my clients, but we're never really talking about the running. When you know a craptastic event is coming, it helps to have a mantra to keep you centered and focused as you move through it. You don't have to be an athlete to be hashtag coached and loved by Coach MK, and if you are here, then you are hashtag winning at life. Today's mantra is no, just no, no, just no, please. So it's a long weekend, 4 days long to be exact. One kid has pink eye, the other has the flu, and I've watched Frozen 2 exactly 12 times since Friday morning. That includes 3 showings today. And all the bonus features and the deleted scenes and the sing-along. Ugh, that sing-along. At some point, I'm going to switch it to the Spanish version and hope that my kids lose interest. And why? Because it's really hard to tell them no. Not for reasons you may guess. I've mentioned before that I was raised to be a people pleaser. But the truth is, it was a little more extreme than that. Saying no is about the most not pleasing thing a person could possibly do. And for me, there was actual danger in doing it. Saying yes, even to things I hated, things I didn't want, or things that hurt me, was more comfortable and easier for me than saying no and attempting to enforce it. Are you cringing yet? Yeah, I do too. Just say no. Is stupid. It is a stupid, stupid slogan. It's a stupid tagline. It's why we laugh at it, and we laugh at pretty much anything having to do with the 1980s. It shows a total lack of disconnect between the people in power and the trying to explain to kids what not to do, not understanding the choices that were facing us at the time. It failed to acknowledge how many of us face real consequences for saying no, how many of us will need real help backing that word up. Words are easily ignored, especially when a person, even with the modicum of power in a given situation, does not want to hear them. Today's mantra is not a rah-rah mantra. Sorry, those will come later. I'm looking at the MantraPod inbox, and I'm seeing that a whole lot of people are hurting right now. Between Quitter's Day and Valentine's Day, this time of year can be a real punch in the gut, especially coming after the holidays. Which is the real opportunity here. Are you done yet? Are you hurting and fed up even a little bit? Good. This is a great time to just say no. Don't take stock of your yeses. Don't think. Don't try to do math. Don't add it up. Just say no. No, I don't want to volunteer for the bake sale. No, I cannot help with the church bazaar. No, I'm not fundraising this year. Sorry, kids. There's the phone. You got this. No, I will not help you sell your Girl Scout cookies. And no, I do not want to buy anymore. No, I don't want to hear about the flowers your new boyfriend bought you because I didn't get any and you know this. No, I don't want to hear how lonely you were this weekend because I was too and I need to get through today without crying. No, just no. No is freeing. It helps us break the ties that bind us to shit that isn't serving us. And people pleasers like me will frequently need to hit rock bottom before no is easier to say than yes. By the way, for the perfectionists among us, saying no isn't failing. Saying yes when you don't want to, when you don't mean it, is failing yourself. So, the mantra. The next thing you really don't have room for, the thing you really don't want to do, don't make excuses, don't ask for their support, don't explain, just say no. Just no. And please, if you really have to or can't get away quickly, then do that. Make space for yourself. Turn your phone off. Walk away. Take a breath. Take a bath. Start finding ways to say yes to you. And before you know it, your no's will stand on their own. You are coached. You are loved. And you are winning at life. And you are definitely winning at life if you subscribe to my Nuzzlenut newsletter, follow me on Facebook, or follow me on Instagram. Feel free to do all three.